There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to do so, 855-99-37569. We've actually spent a fair amount of time with Esther and Sean today because Esther called with a specific question about Sean. We then put Sean on the air, talked with Sean. And now Esther has a couple of other questions. And so since it was her phone call to begin with, and presumably you're delighted that Sean had some time to work through some things, although Sean really felt that it was a private conversation at one point. And hopefully Sean will be willing to share with you some of the things he talked about that are relevant to your situation at this moment. But I did want to give you a little bit of time if you needed it.
Thank you. I just spoke to him over the break, and he is very frustrated with himself, saying things like, I should never have been born, and I'm just taking up space, and very, very down on himself, which is a big concern of ours. And
all right, well, let's talk about that. I mean, look, one of the problems about Sean is that he's frightened right now, and one of the best ways of dealing with fright is just to push it away. And one of the ways to deal, especially for males, and one of the ways of dealing with pushing something away is say, take care of me. And for right now, I think what you need to say to Sean, because let's talk about several things. Sean and I both agreed that he needs to be in therapy. That can feel very scary. We talked about some medication. We talked about making certain that he is taking some responsibility and that he's not using any recreational drugs. All of those are things that may feel really pretty scary to him right now because it's him having to take responsibility as opposed to anybody else. And so his response is, okay, take care of me. And at this moment, I think what you need to say to Sean is, Sean, look, if you're feeling that you simply are overwhelmed right now, as a result of talking with Dr. Brown or result of whatever is going on for you, let's get you into a situation where you don't have to worry about it, which isn't lying in your bed at home. It's getting you into a situation where you can be monitored because you don't want to think about permanent solutions to temporary problems. And the problem that you're feeling right now, even though it's been going on for a while and you're feeling more frustrated now than maybe you were an hour ago, is still a temporary problem. So let's get you out of harm's way. And I think that's something that you shouldn't have to deal with, and he shouldn't have to deal with if he's feeling suicidal.
I have two suggestions that I wanted to ask you your opinion on. One was an outpatient therapy where it was several hours a day of extreme therapy and being monitored by a psychiatrist, and that's what's something he went through once before, which lasted 3 months, and he can drive himself. He has lunch there. He has therapy choices of different types of therapy.
Ask him.
The other, right? I did. And the other one is an Outward Bound program.
I don't think I wouldn't do Outward Bound right now.
You wouldn't.
Okay. No, I think we're talking about. We're in search of a diagnosis and a stabilization. I think Outward Bound, at some point, if he wants to do that. I mean, look, it's kind of a hyper camping experience for kids who are feeling a bit lost. There's something else going on with Sean here. I think Outward Bound is like saying, okay, you lazy little sluggard, get up and run on that broken ankle.
Right.
No, not Outward Bound right now. And in terms of what I said to Sean before about his therapy and his therapist, if you like the therapist and you thought it was useful, go back. If not, there are lots of therapists around. So I'd ask him. Look, part of the message here, and my message to Sean, and I think my message to you about Sean, is the more you do for him, the less effective it's going to be. And the more tempting it's going to be for him to take the passive role that he's taken that's driving him crazy and you crazy. And I don't mean crazy in the psychiatric sense. It's making both of you unhappy right now. It's not viable. So whatever Sean decides to do, Sean has to be a party to it. He has to be an active party to it. So if he quits therapy, it's because I mean, first of all, what does quitting therapy mean? You either quit therapy for one of two reasons. Either because it's not working, which means you try something else, because the point is you got to solve the problem, and if therapy isn't the answer, then find some other answer, or because you bumped up against something that's workable, and you're just scared, at which point you decide, okay, I'm scared, but this is my life, and you get back to it, or everything's done. None of those conditions, it seems at best, the middle condition is what happened for Sean. One hopes that he bumped up against something that felt scary, that he really didn't want to do, so the easy thing to do was just drop out of therapy. But the point is, this is Sean. This is Sean's life. This is Sean's choices. This is Sean's responsibility. And that he can ask for help, but he can't opt out. And if he's feeling he's opting out, though I shouldn't have been born, then you get him into a situation where he's protected. What was the second question?
I don't know where to go from here, how to get him to agree to anything, because all he does is say, I don't know, I've gone through this, I've done this, I don't know what to do.
Well, and let me just address that for a minute, because I think that's a legitimate concern on his point. On his part of, look, I've tried therapy before. I've come up with the diagnosis before. I was on the medication before. It didn't work. So what? I mean, if you've got a leaky pipe and you call a plumber and the plumber doesn't fix the pipe, you don't say, well, okay, plumbers are bad. You still got a leaky pipe. So go find something else to do. And my deal with Sean would be, Sean, look, as long as you're willing to work on this, you can stay here. If not, we need to figure out some other options. And whether that other option means giving you first and last month's rent in some place and then just hoping that you don't, if you feel Sean's a suicide risk or he feels a suicide risk, then he needs to be in a mental hospital, period, the end. If he's not, then you sort of do the best you can, which means it could be uncomfortable some days, that some days you're going to have better days than others. As long as he has a resource that he can use when he needs it, then I think that both of you can afford to kind of wait this out a bit. If not, if he feels that either he can't make himself available to a resource, or there is no resource, or he's not willing to utilize the resource, then you get him out of harm's way, period. And, you know, but Sean needs to understand that if he's opting out, that it's a temporary opt-out. That and what it's going to be is he's going to be hospitalized, and that's not a life decision. That's not a life choice. It's temporary. Sooner or later, you got to get with the program, and the program can be whatever you decide it can be, but it's your choice. And there may be some false starts. Again, not every plumber can fix every leak. It doesn't mean you decide we hate plumbers. It just means you figured, you know, he can't live with a leak.
Do you still see patients privately?
I don't. But thank you. I mean, but I'm here, and you know that you're allowed to take baby steps and call me back. But I think that Sean needs something, and I think Sean knows it. Let me give you. I know Sean wanted our conversation to be private, and to a certain extent, I can respect that. On the other hand, it's not exactly a private medium. Mm. I'll tell you what I want you to remind Sean of, because I had to remind Sean of it, and Sean needs to remind himself of it, when we were talking about a diagnosis. I said, you know, the scariest thing for me would be if I can't, it's one thing to be upset when you're feeling sad. I mean, yeah, it's pretty understandable. But you can at least point and say, I had a cold, or I'm hungover, or my significant other left, or my job sucks, or, you know, I hate my hair. Okay, understandable. When you wake up in the morning and feel terrific, and you don't know why, that seems to be truly scary. And what Sean said to me when I said that was, you can't trust what you're going to do when you feel that way. That's what you need to remind Sean of. He's a smart guy. He's a scared guy. He needs some help. But he's going to have to help get the help. He can't be a passive person in it. Alrighty, guys, I'm here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. You're welcome.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind, whether it's something major, something minor, something that you have a question about, something that you just need a little bit of clarification, all of that's perfectly okay. Whatever it is that's on your mind is perfectly legitimate and exactly what we do around here. Okay. All right. As I mentioned, I do the Doug Steffen show on this time early in the morning. I know I'm whining. And one of the things he wanted to talk about today is that the Darwin Awards. Do you know what the Darwin Awards are? They're given for the stupidest thing that makes people wonder about evolution, and they're basically almost uniformly with. I think I was trying to remember exactly the numbers. I was like 237 or something since they've been giving it out, and 23 of them were women. And he said, "Why is that?" And I said, "Well, I said, you know, look." Partially, the society really supports men taking chances, and you know that it's a manly thing to go and you know climb a mountain or right. go into space. And for a woman who's you know sort of doing any of those things, they say, "Who's taking care of your kids?" In fact, I mentioned that I think I called it Into the Wild, which is not right. It's called Wild, the Reese Witherspoon movie with Laura Dern, and which is based on a true story. Although it turns out, I think that the book and the woman who did it basically traveled 3 months in the Northwest all by herself. The movie is about crossing the Australian desert 1,000 miles by herself with camels. So I guess they sort of... altered a little bit, but I met Reese Witherspoon, and I said, you know, it's really fun to see a woman do incredibly stupid, self-indulgent things that are very dangerous, because we're always seeing men sort of climbing Everest, and I remembered, I think it was called Into Thin Air, the one about the climbers, and there was one guy in there that it was sort of more or less a documentary, I guess, that... His wife was expecting their first child, and he's climbing Everest. And all I could think of was, what a jerk! I mean, I if I were his wife, I'd kill him. And he ends up dying on the mountain and calling his wife. And I'm thinking, this is not cute. But the idea being that men are really encouraged to take risks more than you know I think than women. And Doug's comment was, well, yeah, but it's you know one thing about I'm trying to remember what his example was. Oh, I know that Lewis and Clark. You know, sailing down the Mississippi. I don't think Lewis and Clark did sail down the Mississippi, but anyway, Lewis and Clark at least exploring the, you know, exploring is different than Bubba going out and shooting armadillos. And I said, not necessarily. You know, if they're probably more or less the same impulse of how do I establish myself as manly? What do I do that other people won't do? What, you know, what I'm willing to take chances because it feels good and it's part of how I define myself. And again, the women are really not encouraged to do that. And when they do it, quite often they're viewed as perhaps a bit aberrant. And God forbid they have kids, that women have really been tied much more to hearth and home than men have historically.
Right.
So, and that hasn't changed all that much. So, again, I can remember when I would first go out and give speeches because therapists, when I first started out, were not allowed to advertise. I think most therapists do advertise, although I don't have a practice anymore, so advertising would be irrelevant and never did. But when you're starting out as a therapist, one of the things you do is you go and give speeches so that people, and you give them for free, by and large, and so people know you and they get to sort of see who you are and realize that you don't have horns. And when I started as a therapist, there were not very many women doing adult therapy. Most women went into child psychology. And I've always been an adult therapist. I've done a lot of adolescent work because I don't mind adolescents, and most people dislike them intensely. But the first question I would be asked is, are you married, which means are you gay? And second of all, do you have children, which means are you normal? And they never asked my male colleagues that. They never asked them either of those questions. And it was always an interesting phenomenon. So at any rate, that's that. All right. Today in history, as long as we're talking history. First State of the Union address, New York City.
That's right.
Yeah, I the statue's right there, 1790.
Mm-hmm.
State of the Union.
Wow.
1815, the War of 1812, the Battle of New Orleans, Andrew Jackson leads American forces in victory over the British.
Exactly 300 years.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That seems, no... It's not 21. How about 200 years, honey?
Yeah, my math is off today.
Yeah. As much as I adore you, I love Manny. I'm not going to let him balance my checkbook ever.
And that's so funny because math is usually like my strong suit. I don't know what my mind is kind of...
I've just beguiled
all
you today.
All over the place today.
Well, I can tell you why. Here's the deal. Today is National Bubble Bath Day, National English Toffee Day, and National Joy Germ Day. This is a true story.
Yeah.
And I thought Manny was making it up. I said, what's a joy germ? Tell them what a joy germ is.
A joy germ, and I found this online, a joy germ is a little germ of joy that is spread by smiling at people, making people laugh, and generally spreading happiness everywhere you go. Imagine a day where everyone is smiling, laughing, and spreading happiness. That's Joy Germ Day.
Which would seem somehow vaguely appropriate.
Yeah.
There's not a Manny Germ Day, I don't think, is there? But there could be a Man Germ Day.
Yeah.
But although we don't.
I'm not sure I want to know what a man germ.
I was all the thoughts that I had, I was completely censoring. There we go. All right. Guess what? 1835. You'll like this one a lot. The United States national debt is zero for the only time.
How about that? Wow.
And that's less than 200 years ago, but what? 180 years ago.
Yeah.
Been in debt since.
Wow.
1867, African-American men are granted the right to vote in D.C. Understand, what's that, like 60 years before women were?
Yeah.
More than that. 1877, Crazy Horse and his warriors fought the last battle against the United States Cavalry at Wolf Mountain, Montana Territory.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a icky part of American history.
Yeah.
1918, Woodrow Wilson announces his 14 points for the aftermath of World War One. He was actually, I think he was a president who didn't get really as much respect as he deserved.
Yeah.
Because he really did, you know, after World War One, really. There were some issues with him, but 1963, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, the first time in the U.S. at the National Gallery of Art in D.C.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it? No, because you haven't been to Europe.
No, never have.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures of it, obviously, but never in person.
It's actually much smaller in person than you think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
I always imagined it being fairly big.
It's not.
Okay.
64, Lyndon Johnson declares a war on poverty. We still haven't won that one.
Yeah.
73, the Watergate scandal. Boy, today is a very political day, isn't it?
It is.
Trial of seven men accused of illegal entry into the Democratic Party headquarters at Watergate begins. Boy, I remember that. 1975, Ella T. Grasso becomes the governor of Connecticut, the first woman to serve as a governor in the United States other than by succeeding her husband.
Wow.
George Bush signs into law No Child Left Behind. There are two other things I want to talk with you about that happened on this day in history, and I'll tell you when I come back. You'll like, you know, one of them is very sad, one of them is very weird. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. Brenda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a young friend that is talking to me about how she is talking to a man that just recently got a divorce. And I've told her, you know, she's nearing 30. I think she's scared that she's not going to have kids. I told her about your one year rule. However, I don't think I explained it as good as you do. So I was wanting to, I gave her your phone number, but I don't know whether she's going to call you.
Okay.
But I was wondering, is there somewhere on the website that I could print something out that can tell her about
right, well,
the 1-year rule?
All right, let me do two things. I'm not sure there's actually something specifically on the website, but I can do two things for you. First of all, I can explain it to you, and then you can go to the website and download the podcast. So you'll have the description. All right, that's number one. Number two, Dating for Dummies has got the 1-year rule in it. So I think you can get Dating for Dummies online, but you should go to the library. But let me just explain it to you. All right, the 1-year rule, for those of you who are it's probably the most unpopular thing in a whole regimen of unpopular little ideas that I have, but it sort of is the number one. Because what it says is that after the breakup of a relationship, of a serious relationship, which means more than 6 or 8 months, more than casual, that whether it's divorce or death, or just if sometimes people aren't married, so it's just they break up, that you take a year, and you take that year for yourself. Now, this is from the point of view of the person who's left the relationship. Because any relationship is going to change us. And the metaphor I use is there's a wonderful Greek word that says kathexis. And kathexis is the putting out of tendrils, the attachment that we have to people. And so, for example, when you walk down the street and you smile at somebody for a joy germ day, that you put out a little tendril. You know, as you smile, their eyeball sees your smile. You see their eyeball seeing your smile. There's a little tiny connection between, maybe gossamer thin, but there's a little connection between the two of you. Mm-hmm. If you shake hands with somebody because there's physical contact, there's a slightly stronger connection. And so it goes up to, obviously, being sexual with somebody, living with somebody, loving with somebody. So the point becomes we become entwined with one another when there's a serious relationship, and that's not a bad thing. And the problem is when those relationships break down, that we're not like vacuum cleaners. We can't just sort of push a button and all those little tendrils come rushing back to us and we're all whole and fine again.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember at one point talking to my grandmother when I just gotten out of a terrible relationship, and I said, or maybe it was just at the, it was either just the beginning or just the end, and I said, you know, when I'm not around him, I feel like, you know, there's a, you know, a big space inside me. And she said, oh, honey, that's great. And I said, Grandma, whose side are you on? And she said, people live their whole lives and never feel that way. And so I thought, from my grandmother's wisdom, that's part of what you do, is that when that person leaves, because you've been entwined with them, you feel a loss. For that loss, there are two ways of dealing with the loss. One is to go find somebody instantly, or find somebody or something to fill that loss. And sometimes it's food, sometimes it's alcohol, sometimes it's another person. And then everything is fine, except that they don't really fill it appropriately. The other way is just to tough it out and understand that in any relationship there's some good and some bad, and what we need to do is sort through what we want to keep, the changes that we've made to keep, and some that we want to jettison. For example, if we were frightened of somebody, that we may have become very tentative in how we express our opinions. That's not very good. So we need to figure out how to get over that. On the other hand, people can make us more open to the world, and we do want to keep that. And so the idea is that you take the year, and you go through your birthday, you go through Christmas and New Year's and Arbor Day and Salminio's birthday and whatever is appropriate. So because holidays are ways that we instantaneously and spontaneously look back, so we can begin to assess where we are as opposed to where we were. And sometimes it takes more than a year. But the idea being that we then feel that we are complete and competent and stable within ourselves. And therefore, when we go to pick a person, we pick them on the basis of choosing, not needing. Needing is a great short-term basis for a relationship. I'm sick, you bring me chicken soup. I'm sad, you cheer me up. And all that's great, except that if that's the basis of the relationship, when I'm not sick anymore, what happens to your chicken soup? I may not even like chicken soup. What happens when I can make myself happy? What good are you? So need is a great short-term basis for a relationship. It will not hold up in the long run. So what you want to do is be able to choose people, have the option rather than the need. And that takes basically a year. So the idea, that's from my point of view of just broken up with somebody, that I want to make sure that I'm making good choices because I don't want to keep breaking up with people. That feels awful. And it feels almost as bad to break up from a crummy relationship as it does from a good relationship. So I don't want to do that. The only way that I know how to decrease the possibility that's going to happen is to make intelligent choices. And the only way I'm going to make intelligent choices is if I feel that I'm choosing, not needing. Now, from the other point of view, from your young friend's point of view, a man who's just gotten out of a relationship is, for example, worries about whether or not he'll ever have somebody who will have sex with him again. So he may be very sexual. He may worry about if his wife was somebody who was very passive. He may want a woman who's much more active, who's much more decision-oriented. If he had a wife who was very career-oriented, he may want someone who was a stay-at-home mom. So the point, but and those may only work till he gets over his ex-wife, and then he's going to look and say, because for whatever reasons he chose her to begin with, some of those same factors are still going to be relevant to him. So your friend can be the Band-Aid. She can be the emotional Red Cross. But what we do with the Red Cross, once the crisis has passed, is they leave town. What we do with the Band-Aid is we throw it away because we don't need it anymore. She doesn't want to be a transition woman. And so what do you do if you run into somebody you think is pretty darn cute, but they're clearly not ready yet? Well, one is to throw them back. That's a little hard to do if you're feeling like, oh my goodness, my biological clock is running. You know, this guy is really sexy. He tells me I'm gorgeous. So there's a middle ground that says, look, fella, I don't want to be your transitional woman. Go and date other women. Understand what a terrific woman I am. You and I will have lunch on Saturday afternoon once a month. You can fill me in on who you're seeing. And believe in kismet. If the two of you are meant to be together, you want him when he's already played the field a bit. You don't want to be the first person he runs into. You want to be the last person he runs into. So you can explain to her that she's found somebody that's cool, that she can keep in loose contact with him, keep an eye on the situation, and go on Match or eHarmony or whatever she wants, and or go join a dating group or do some volunteer activity or call up an old boyfriend, that this guy has awakened the notion that she really wants somebody in her life. That's terrific. He may be the one. He's just not probably the one right now. Because it's just a hugely risky situation. And which is not to say that occasionally people who run into each other too early can't make it. But they have a lot of repair work to do. And it usually doesn't work. So what you want is the odds in your favor. And by sort of keeping in loose contact with him, she has the best of all worlds. And we know that one of the things that men really sort of think is cool is somebody just out of their reach. So she can be the kind of elusive one where when he's out on a date with a woman who is almost as cute as she is, but not quite, he can be thinking about her. When he goes out with a woman who is very available to him, he can think, well, gee, you know, this woman I'm with is okay, but what about the one that just almost got away? So she puts her in a much better position.
Okay. All right.
Ready?
Well, I thank you very much. I will, that's an excellent explanation, and I will play this for her so that...
Terrific. So that, let me add one other thing. Yes. From his point of view, as opposed to her point of view. One of the reasons to take that year is it shouldn't be a year of deprivation for him. It should be a year of indulgence. So he can do all the things he couldn't do when he was married. He can eat crackers in bed. He can have one too many beers. He can flirt. He can date around. She doesn't want to be a part of any of that. She doesn't want to be part of his indulgence. She wants to be part of his commitment. So wait it out a bit. Then believe if they're fated to be together, they will. Brenda, thanks for being such a good friend. Appreciate your call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let me be honest with you. The music is better than the movies this week. Liam Neeson is in Taken 3. They didn't screen it for us, which is, of course, some statement that says, eh, I mean, it'll probably do fine since it's one of the few new movies that's coming out this week. There's certainly a lot of better movies around. Although I don't know that this one's bad. I think it's probably just formulaic. The first one I thought was good. The second one was Yeah, we'd seen it all before, and the third one, I suspect, is going to be the same thing. And apparently there are some ethnic stereotypes that are not sitting terribly well with people. But Liam Neeson is his own draw, and Luc Besson certainly knows his way around making a thriller, so it should do okay. But certainly there are significantly better movies around. And the good news is that there are some better movies coming out next week. There are two in particular that I want to draw your attention to. One is Paddington, which is Paddington Bear. And, you know, I went to this one, to be quite honest, kicking and screaming. I thought, you know, look, I've seen all the animation, and there's some really good animation films this year. And I just really didn't have very high hopes for it. And it's just lovely. Adults will like it. Kids will like it. The animation is terrific. Paddington Bear is adorable. You'll figure out why he's called Paddington. Some great voice talents. It's got Hugh Bonneville, Sally Hawkins, Julie Waters in it. Actually, they're not voice talents. They're the actual people that Paddington interacts with. Julie Walters, Jim Broadbent. So it's a whole bunch of really good British actors, and Paddington is just plain adorable. So look for that. It's coming up next week, not this week. The other big movie that's coming out next week, and you may have heard about this, it opened, I think, for 10 minutes. It may have just opened in either New York or L.A. for 10 minutes to qualify for Oscar consideration, because people are considering Julianne Moore as probably the front runner, to be quite honest, for Best Actress. It's called Still Alice. Alice Howell, happily married with three grown children, is a renowned linguistics professor at Columbia who starts to forget words. When she receives a devastating diagnosis, Alice and her family find the bonds tested. This is a terrific movie. It's not a happy movie. It will scare the living daylights out of you. It's got Kate Bosworth in it, who's wonderful in this, Jane McRae, Hunter Parrish, and believe it or not, Alex Baldwin plays her husband, and you're convinced he's cheating, even though there's nothing in the movie that suggests one way or the other. I think we've just gotten used to thinking of Alex as a cheat, at least in his movie roles. But this is Julianne Moore's movie, and she's terrific in it. As I said, Kate Bosworth is also very good in it. So those are on tap for next week. As I said, I would love to send you the movies this week, but my guess is if you're going to go to the movies this week, you're going to either go see, it would be interesting to see whether Taken 3 actually knocks The Hobbit off, because this would be 4 weeks in a row that The Hobbit would be number one, so it may not. I mean, a limited kind of audience. I mean, they do what they do fairly well, but we've already seen it. So, all right, this is the I promised you a kind of weird day in history commentary, and this is it. See what you think about this. See, I think there should be a movie made about this. It was in 1981, right, which is, what, 34 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A local farmer reports a UFO sighting in Trans-en-Provence, France, claimed to be, and I quote, perhaps the most completely and carefully documented sighting of all time. Hmm. Do you believe in UFOs?
I've always kind of been on the fence. I want to believe they exist, but I just have a... For me, it's just kind of... I guess the only real way I would have a definite belief in them is if I have, like, a first-hand experience. If I actually, like, see one for myself.
If it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I want to believe that they exist, but it's just hard for me to, like, be set on believing that they exist until I see one firsthand.
Right, fair enough. Anything. I think we should put it on Facebook. Do you believe in UFOs? Why or why not? Or, and you know, have you ever had a UFO experience, and do you believe? All right, let's put that up.
Okay.
I have never had a UFO experience. I've seen stuff that I couldn't explain. But logically... Especially, did you see where they discovered that there were all these other planets in the what is it, Cinderella Galaxy or something?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not Cinderella. It's not Red Riding Hood. Maybe it is. I mean, there's another galaxy that they discovered, and they decided that they've seen all these other worlds in it. But yesterday, they decided there was another red planet 470-some light years away.
I did see that, yeah.
That was, I mean, look, statistically, the likelihood that we are the only living creatures in the entire solar system is just unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think there probably are, and I would, love to know in my lifetime... just because I'm curious. But, I mean, it seems to me statistically unlikely that we're the only life force. You know, right after September 11th, I actually went, there were two things that I saw that were very comforting to me. One was that I went to the Hayden Planetarium, and they talked about, I think it actually is Liam Neeson, who may be the, I'm trying to remember who the narrator, no, it was Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford, at the Rose Planetarium, and talked about the statistically the likelihood that we're the only life force is just unlikely. It's just unlikely, and that somehow made me feel better that if we're going to do terrible things to one another, that maybe there are other folk, that there's other life. I mean, you hate the idea that the only life in the entire universe is about, you know, is always attempting to wipe itself out. So that was somehow a comfort. It sort of took some of the responsibility. It sort of felt like off my shoulders. and the other was a Greek play for some reason that just was very reassuring. You know, the idea that, and I was also at a Passover Seder, I think, with somebody who said, right after September 11th, or the following spring, and someone said that the history of the world has always been that bad guys did bad things, but that somehow justice prevailed, and people prevailed, and people survived. And that was somehow a comfort as well. I mean, talking about something that happened 5,000 years ago, and that people thought it was sort of the end of the world, and it wasn't. And that was somehow a comfort. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You find comfort wherever I suppose you can.
Yeah.
All right. So let's put up UFOs.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, and people can tell us what their experience has been and why they believe or disbelieve. Let's see. We've got this was a story that Manny found just for me today because it was Joy Germ Day, that a woman plunging a toilet pulled out a 5.5-foot snake. That made me convinced I'm not even going into my bathroom ever again.
A 5.5-foot snake. My
goodness. That's a big snake.
That's huge.
Well, that's like alligators in the sewers, right?
Yeah.
Which supposedly is an urban legend, except not. Out of Kansas City.
Wow.
All right. As long as it's Kansas City. This is the other sort of positive thing that we've been talking about all week, which is Biogen experimental drug shows evidence of optic nerve repair. Man, that's very good. Alrighty. And Sony hackers were sloppy, the FBI says. Well, sloppy as a sloppy does, they still brought the company to its knees. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.